Brooklyn lawyer Eric Snyder told the Associated Press that the Board of Elections didn't vote publicly to add promises of jobs, tax breaks, and school aid, which are disputed, to the referendum. Critics say the uncommon language in the November 5th referendum unfairly advocates for passage of an issue that has split New York voters in polls. The referendum doesn't mention the threats of addiction or crime. The Cuomo administration had declined comment on Snyder's new claim, but hours later, board spokesman John Conklin says the recast wording of the referendum was approved in public session. The issue will be argued in court Friday. Jared Kofit, WAMC News.